Hey, we're back on Downtown here on this Thursday afternoon, and a big weekend coming up for Maine Black Bear Hockey as they head on down to UConn for their first Hockey East action of the season. To talk more about that, we're joined here in studio by our friend Mike Toole from ClearPoint Financial and, of course, the television analyst for Maine Hockey Broadcast this season. Mike, good to see you.
Hey, Rich, thanks for having me in. It's great to be here.
Man, oh man, season got off to a heck of a start. The home games initially, and then... congratulations, team. Your reward is to go out to Minnesota Duluth and take on the defending national champions.
Yeah, step off the plane and get waxed 8-2 on Friday night. That was a little bit of an eye-opener for them, I'm sure. And, you know, the first weekend at home against St. Lawrence, it was encouraging. It was fun to watch. I thought Maine, after kind of a shaky first period, really upped their game, their compete level. I like the way they moved the puck. I like what they did on the power play, although they didn't convert on a lot of them. They were effective on the power play. But I think you're seeing there's another level that they encountered out there at UMD.
Although the second night went a lot better. They fell behind, were able to rally, sure, and make it a close game.
Yeah, and that's what a good goaltender will do for you, a guy like Jeremy Swayman. That was the biggest difference last year from the year before, as you saw quality goaltending. You got a goalie that can keep you in the game if your offense isn't clicking, and sometimes you can steal a point, and, you know, they almost did out there on Saturday night.
What do you think is going to be the strength of the team this season? Now, obviously, the goaltender is one good place to start.
Well, it's hard to say. It's so early in the season. There's a lot to be positive about, but there's things to be cautious about. They definitely got to stay out of the penalty box, because that was a big problem for them last year. I would say, you know, the thing to probably be aware of is that sophomore class that, you know, that is moving up, you know, the freshmen last year to sophomores. You know, those guys really need to, you know, carry the mail and, you know, generate some offense. I like what I see out of the freshmen so far, especially Jacob Schmidt-Vestrup. Difficult name to say.
Yes, it is. Be very careful with that.
I can't wait for our first game, which will be November 3rd, by the way. Tune in. You know, to call that name. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But I like the way that kid shoots. I like the way he gets himself into position. And seems like he's a little bit ahead of schedule as a freshman. So, yeah.
It's early still, but is it important this weekend with Hockey East competition to try to get down there and come away with a point or two?
Well, first of all, you got to win on the road.
Yeah,
you know, that is just so huge. You know, playing at Alfond Arena is one thing, but boy, taking your game on the road, playing in a hostile environment and having success, you're going to have to do it, and you're going to have to be consistent at it, and you're going to have to do it in the playoffs when it really matters. And so you really got to set the tone early. UConn, I don't know what they have. I haven't seen them. It's so early in the season now. It's such a small sample size right now, but you know, it's a road game. It's an opportunity to establish yourself on the road before you come back to Alfond. If you can do that, and then you come back to Alfond with energy, there's more energy in the building at your home arena. It just sort of all feeds off itself.
You mentioned the television broadcast coming up on November 3rd, and you'll have a new partner this year. It's got to be weird to be going up there and doing games without Dan Hannigan, for goodness sakes.
It is a little weird. It's just weird not having Dan around. Dan and I only worked together for 3 seasons. I've been at this for a while now. And so Jeff Mannix will be taking over for Dan. He's going to be my 4th play-by-play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So I started with Joe Carr.
Yeah.
It was great. A lot of fun. And then for, I think it was me, when Joe left, John Small from Channel 5.
That's right. Yep.
For the rest of that season, and I think the next season. And then Learfield took it in-house, and that's when Dan came over from radio to join me on TV. And he and I have such a great rapport. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun to work with. And just, you know, no ego or anything like that. Just so much fun, and I am going to miss him a lot. I he told me last spring what he was doing, and that there's a possibility that, you know, maybe things wouldn't, you know, would work out. So that he might not be back, but I didn't really think too much of it at the time. Sure enough, he called me, you know, like the day before it became sort of public knowledge.
Mm.
Said, "Hey, just want to let you know." And I said, "Ah, darn it." So I am going to miss Dan tremendously. But I met with Jeff a couple weeks ago. He works down in the Southern Maine area.
And he's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah, he really is. And we had a meeting in my office, and we laughed and traded stories. And so it's just going to be, it's going to be seamless. It's going to be great.
We're talking with Mike Toole here on Downtown. Yeah, I wanted to ask you this because we were talking casually a couple of weeks back up at the football stadium. Ken Ralph, the new athletic director, came in our football booth, and we had a nice chat with him. And we brought up facilities because this is a guy who made his bones out at Colorado College at finding funding and coming up with planning for facilities. If you had the wherewithal, or if anybody just asked you, because you've been around Maine hockey almost since the beginning, right?
Pretty much.
In one fashion or another.
Pretty much.
What needs to be done to Alfond Arena to get it where it needs to be to keep this team competing?
Wow. It's if you look around, just look around at some of the arenas that Maine plays at on the road. Alfond Arena, with all due respect, was obsolete, 20 minutes after they built it. And they've been patching together and, cobbling together different ideas of how to expand and how to make it more modern. I love Fenway Park. I love the old Boston Garden. And, if Maine as an institution decides that that's what they want to do is just continue to expand and improve Alfond Arena, it's little things. Bathrooms.
Yeah.
As a guy in the press box who's over 50 who does occasionally need to go to the men's room, there ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You got to go down through the crowd
right. And,
facilities.
Locker rooms.
Well, sure, locker rooms, but just walking around the arena, how you get to the concession stands and how you get in and out of, the restrooms and all that. It's all just kind of, it's kind of bottlenecked.
Right.
It doesn't really flow very well. But the way it's built and structured, maybe it's impossible to, when you walk in one of the main entrances there where, where all the booths are and people are selling, giving you programs and all that. And to the right is bare necessities, but you walk through all that.
Right.
And then you turn left, it's like two people can't pass each other.
That's right. Yeah.
And that, and the railings right there and the handicap, accessible viewing and all that. But you cannot pass more than two people at once. It's an incredible bottleneck. And probably, from a fire marshal standpoint, I'm sure they're, not happy with that configuration.
Right.
But just the way it flows from, from a fan's perspective, from a, watching a game kind of thing. So, things like that.
Well, and I wonder if they can do, and I'm guessing that's the plan, is that you mentioned Fenway Park, they'll try to do something where you maintain some of the aesthetics, that great home ice advantage in the field that's still among the best in college hockey, and yet modernize it so you have the comforts that make fans, broadcasters, players, coaches, visiting teams also feel like, hey, it is the 21st century here.
Well, yeah, but I think when you come into Alfond Arena on a night when there's energy, I don't think you're thinking about, man, this facility looks like 1977.
Right, right.
I think you're looking at the energy of the the people in the stands and all the energy that generates, and the the student section and the balcony and the noise. And if I'm a recruit and I'm walking in there and I'm trying to decide should I come to school here and I see that, put me down. That's what I want.
The bathroom's not going to make a difference.
It's not going to make a difference to a player. He's not going to know that. I'm coming from the perspective of an old guy who just, I need to get to the men's room once in a while.
You're an old guy. You are a young, chipper guy.
Not the age, Rich. It's the mileage.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm
my odometer's turning over.
I might have rolled mine back a little bit just to be on the safe side. Well, we look forward to seeing you along with Jeff Mannix in the TV broadcast this year as well. And always great to have you visit with us here. We appreciate the support of the show from ClearPoint Financial and the great work that you guys are doing.
Love the show, Joe. I appreciate, the work that you put into it, Rich, the quality of the guests that you have on. I'm amazed at the amount of homework that you do in order to be able to talk to, this wide range of guests that you have on, from sports to entertainment to, literature and
So. Even when it's Brian Wilson and he's not terribly chatty.
That was painful. I'm not going to lie on that one.
Should have been in my seat.
Yeah. I bet that was a little antsy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Now, hey, will you be performing the anthem this year at any games?
You know, that's a good question. I would love to. But, you know, it turns over so much at Maine. I don't even know who to contact anymore for that. So I would love to get my Les Paul out and my Dr. Z and, you know, shred that baby again. I did it a couple times at the Cross Center too, and that was it's fun to do.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hey, it's always good to see you.
No kneeling when I'm playing it.
Oh, there'll be none of that. You can't.
Everybody on your feet.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Hey, thanks, Mike. We'll see you soon.
Great to be here, Rich. Thank you.